Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Holton Ahlers. Holton is a starting quarterback for the East Carolina Panthers and is one of the top returning players in the country. Holton, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hey man, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
To start thinking about your last season, Holton, as a sophomore, had an incredible season, but just breaking it down, what do you think you did well and what have you been emphasizing this offseason in order to improve your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think I threw the deep ball well. I think later in the season, once we got going a little bit, we were in a new offense, so it took a little bit to learn. I mean, there's obviously some learning curves on the way. I mean, anytime you're in a new offense, I mean, two offenses, 2 years is hard for anyone. And as a quarterback, sometimes you got to learn on the go. And that's just kind of, you know, we started off slow, but towards the end of the year, we really got going and we were really young. So I'm excited, you know, to have a lot of those guys returning this year.
And Holton, from 2018 to 2019, we saw the jump in passing yards and touchdowns. What do you think you did during that offseason to help you get prepared for that season to have such a big improvement?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of just about experience. Coming in as a true freshman, going in games, I mean, you've never been there before. You got to learn how to study film. You got to learn how to prep during the week. And then you got to learn, you know, crowd noise and all that is just stuff that, it takes time to learn. It takes time to get experience to do that and understand that. And, you never get too much experience. And I think, you know, this upcoming year or even this last year, you know, having experience, and I think it'll really help me this upcoming year as well.
We'll talk about everything with preparation and study habits, but you mentioned the idea of being pressed into action early on as a freshman, especially at the quarterback position where you're leading an offense. To have to do that as a freshman is usually difficult because you're going from high school to then the AAC. What was that transition like, and what would you say were the hardest parts about going from the high school level to then elite Division I at the AAC?
Yeah, I mean, that is something that is a hard thing to do, is to come in, you know, as a true freshman and play. But, I mean, I came to ECU to do that. I mean, I had bigger offers at SEC, ACC, Pac-12. You know, I had bigger offers out of high school, but, you know, I decided to stay home and play here because I wanted to play early. I wanted to be a four-year starter, and fortunately, I'm on track to do that now. But, you know, some of the things just coming in, you got to learn, you know, the speed of the game. You hear that a lot. The guys are a lot bigger. In high school, you're always going to be, you know, the biggest, the fastest, and the best. But then you come up with guys that are better than you, bigger than you, and you got to learn quick or else you're not going to be able to hang with them. And, just got to get into good study habits. You got to work harder in the off season and just hope that work pays off. And so far it has.
And Holton, kind of staying on the topic of transition, was there a moment in your freshman campaign, whether it was a practice or a game, that made you realize that, wow, these are legit D1 football players?
Yeah, I think my first game I played in versus North Carolina, I was coming in. I was kind of, they really used me as a running threat at the time. And I was kind of, you know, we were running two quarterback system until later in that year. But I think when I got in that game, it was my first game in college versus an ACC opponent, you know, in your home stadium, an in-state rival. And, you know, I get in there and it was on the goal line, actually. It was, I think, first and goal. And we were running quarterback power and we're facing our student section. And there's 55,000 people screaming and you're playing in your hometown against an in-state rival. And it's just like, wow, you know, like, this is real. This is stuff that everyone dreams about. And then you look across the line and you're like, well, this ain't all a dream. I mean, there's some big dudes over there that are trying to kill me. But, fortunately, you know, I did good that game and that kind of, you know, put me on track to start later in the year.
With your ability to run the football, as we can see from your statistics, even as a freshman, how do you think having that ability to run not only helped you get on the field, but made it an easier transition as a freshman?
Yeah, I think it helped a lot, especially just getting on the field. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing you always talk about in college in terms of getting on the bus. And, I thought that was one thing that really I benefited from, was using my speed to get onto the field and use my running ability to get on the field. And I knew once I get out there that I could just do what I did. That's what happened. And now I think, you know, when people see me, they don't think I'd be the fastest or the quickest, but I train super hard. I run quite a bit and I'm, I'm pretty confident that, you know, I can run the ball in certain situations. I'm not afraid to either.
And Holden, how beneficial do you think it is for a quarterback to be able to throw and run the ball?
I think it's big in today's game. I mean, you see all those guys, and it's not even just design quarterback runs, but it's a lot of the scrambling drills. I mean, you see Mahomes doing it, and you just see guys like that that can make a difference if you can scramble and get the defense. Because the defense practices normal coverages. They don't practice as much. You know, I mean, the quarterback running, the receiver's not running the design route, but rather reaction. And that's just, so it's hard to cover for them. I mean, it's hard to cover for them. And if your offense can get that fit, I mean, you see it's going to be really successful.
Looking at your freshman statistics, we saw run heavy, and then slowly you start to pass more until at one point you reach 53, 62, and then 67 passes in three straight games. Was that a coach's decision in having more trust in having you throw the ball? Was it just game plan? What led to that jump in terms of your passing the ball versus running?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, it was kind of a two-quarterback system about halfway through the year. And I think game six, you know, they sat down with me and said, you know, you're going to be our starter. We're going to roll with you, and we're not just going to use you for run situations. And, I mean, I think from there, you know, they just put the trust in me. I met with them each day. I met with them, you know, watched film with them and did everything on my part that I could, and they did as well. And they just put the trust into me. And, I mean, I think that, I mean, I definitely had a lot to learn from my freshman year, and I think I did learn a lot from my freshman year, but at the same time, there was a lot of things that I did well.
And Holton, has there been, or was there a game that gave you a big boost of confidence?
Yeah, this past year, I think Cincinnati was a big game. I mean, they were probably, you know, top 10, top 15 defense in the country. And I probably played, at the time, probably the best game I had in college. I mean, I threw the ball well. We ran routes well. You know, I was being accurate. I was running when I needed to, but not forcing the run either. I think that game kind of gave me confidence, especially against them. I mean, they're a big defense. I mean, they're known nationwide as being one of the best defensive teams in the country. And to do what we did against them, I mean, I think it gave not only me, but the offense a lot of confidence.
With that game and just your overall production down the stretch and really excelling, how have you used that momentum? I know things have been a little different this offseason than normally, but how have you used that as momentum to, all right, now I know with this new offense that I can play at a legit high level?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, because I knew, I mean, we were going to be young at receiver, and I was young at quarterback this year. I mean, I think we only had one senior who played on offense, maybe two, and other than that, it was freshmen and sophomores out there. So, I mean, it was definitely a learning curve to know that. I mean, we had to be in situations, and it would be our second offense in two seasons. But I think once that Cincinnati game came and we saw, you know, we can understand this offense and we can put up big numbers and we can be unstoppable, then, I mean, why not do it every single week? And I think that's kind of what you saw at the end of the year.
And Holton, kind of switching from football to the classroom, we've seen the success in the classroom. How important is it for you to succeed not only on the football field but also in the classroom?
I mean, I think it's huge. I mean, I think anytime you're a quarterback, you got to be level-headed, and you got to be able to take what you learn in football and apply it to the classroom and apply it to life. You got to be a leader in all aspects, and I think that's something that I do well. That I mean, I take a lot of time and focus on that to make sure that I do it well.
Sticking with academics, Holton, what did you decide or are thinking about majoring in, and do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
Yeah, so I'm actually a year ahead in college because I graduated high school early and summer classes as well. So I graduate 3 years with a communications degree, and then with my extra year, I'll probably double major in business management as well. And after my football career is over, I'd like to sell real estate in the area.
And Holton, going back to high school, can you talk a little bit about your high school career and the whole recruiting process?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, it was wild. You know, my high school isn't this big name high school that produces tons of college players. You know, I was kind of one of the first college players for football to even go out of my high school. But yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I think my freshman year, I got offered by ECU, and then my sophomore year, kind of picked up a little bit. I got a couple more offers, and then my junior and senior year, going into my senior year after my junior year, I got offered by Georgia, NC State, Oregon State, Indiana, I mean, I had quite a few offers. And then once I decided, you know, I sat down and sat with my family and just decided that I wanted to stay home. I wanted to play as a freshman. I wanted to be able to start as a freshman and kind of bring this program back to what I've seen it in the past. And I've gone to a bowl game every year, and we're still working on that. But, you know, something that I came here and that I wanted to do that I dreamed of. And the night before signing day, I actually got offered by Florida, and I had a couple more calls that night, but I decided, you know, at the end, ECU's been here my whole life, and that's where I want to be.
And what's it like then, Holton, playing under Mike Houston? And can you describe your relationship with your head coach?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he's a hard-nosed coach, but he wants what's best for you. He wants what's best for his team. And one thing that I really respect about him is that he always wants what's best for you on and off the field. You know, he's always asking, you know, how's life, how's school? I mean, these coaches check up on you more than any coaches I've ever had. And I really respect that, and I really appreciate it.
And playing in the AAC, playing in front of large crowds of people, can you take me through what a typical game day is like for you, and what is it like playing at your home stadium?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, these fans on any time of day, any time the game is, I mean, these fans are going to be tailgating, you know, 5 or 6 hours before some. You know, we leave, we stay in a hotel the night before games, and we'll be riding the team bus past the stadium, and there's probably 50 RVs already out there. Park, there's people tailgating the night before games. I mean, it's crazy here, and the fans are great. You know, I mean, we're still trying to win. I mean, we're still working on it, and we're young, like I said, but I mean, I think it's coming.
And Holton, how would you describe the football culture at East Carolina?
It's everything. You know, I tell a lot of people it's like an SEC town. I mean, the town is built around ECU football. The town is built around ECU. Everything you see here revolves around that. And a fall Saturday in Greenville is like anything that, you know, you wouldn't see anywhere else.
And what do you think that this East Carolina football team has to do next year to win the AAC?
I mean, we're going to come back with a lot of experience. And I think we're going to be one of the more experienced teams on offense this year. I mean, even though we're going to be young, you know, all of us have a year of starting under our belt. I think that's going to be big for us. And I think that our offense, you know, kind of wants our team to feed off of us. You know, we got guys that can make plays, and we got the guys up front that can protect. And I think that our secondary is going to be extremely experienced. You know, we got a new defensive coordinator coming in that's very creative, that we've been going against in the spring before everything kind of slowed down a little bit. But I mean, I think we got a chance to be special this year.
Holton, then thinking about that progression and overall development, specifically with studying film, how have your film habits changed over the course of your college career? And how have you gotten better at reading defenses and just understanding overall defensive game plans?
Yeah, I mean, I watched film in high school, but I mean, once I got to college, you know, I kind of learned how to watch film and, you know, how to dissect the defense. And one thing that is a lot different in college that a lot of people, you know, don't see is that, you know, you're dissected by, you know, downs and distance and formation. And there's a lot of things rather than just watching each play and seeing if you notice what coverage they're in and all that. You know, I think that's something that you can always grow with. I mean, I read an article the other day about Patrick Mahomes and how he's just now learning. He said he was just now learning how to completely watch film each week and what to dissect each week. So it's something that, you know, you continue to learn about, but I mean, it's something that I enjoy doing. So, I mean, I enjoy learning about it. I enjoy sitting down with the coaches and doing it. I enjoy doing it alone. So, I mean, anytime I can, you know, that's what I do.
And Holton, how is last year's success going to motivate you for next season?
I just think, like I said, experience. You know, I think that we've been in the situations and we've seen that we can make the plays. And I think that, you know, me personally, I know that I can make the throws to win ball games and to go to the next level, and I just got to go out there and show that we can do it.
We know you being a sophomore last year, also a fantastic freshman class. If you had to choose one freshman or sophomore from last season that hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but you think should be on draft radars pretty soon, who would it be?
I'd say CJ Johnson. We played high school ball together. You know, I've known him my whole life, and we kind of came here together. He kind of had a similar recruiting journey as I did, you know, bigger schools, and wanted to stay home. And, you know, we kind of wanted to team up here and bring something special. And I think that he'll be a household name before this thing is over, and maybe next year, maybe the year after, but I definitely expect it soon.
Great guy. We actually had him on our podcast. He spoke very highly of you. Hypothetical question, Holton, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I think Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, and I think they both are very good fundamentally wise, and they're obviously well respected around the league, but I'd have to go with Peyton Manning. My brother's named after him, my family's huge fans of him, and just the way he carries himself on and off the field, just the way, watching his games, you can hear the way he communicates, the audibles he has. He knows how to dissect the defense, prior in the week, and then he goes out there and sees the coverages and pretty much takes what they give him. And I would really enjoy that. I'm hoping to get to the Manning Passing Academy one of these next 2 years, and I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well, we talk about things, Holton. Do you have any goals in terms of individual statistics for next season?
Yeah, I don't. I try to stay away from that. Even during the season, I broke two records during the season that the media wanted to talk about a lot, and the teammates and the fans wanted to say a lot. I just try to focus on the main goal, and that's winning. I came here to bring bowl games and bring championships back to ECU, like when I grew up watching, and my goal next year is just to get to a bowl game. We haven't been to a bowl game in 5 or 6 years now, and I think this fan base deserves it. And we work so hard that I think we deserve as well.
And Holton, one of the most important aspects is having a strong relationship with your other teammates. Going off that, are there any activities when you guys are not playing football that you guys like to do?
Yeah, I think we like to grill out. We just like to chill, sit there. Pretty much football is our life, but at the same time, we like to, kind of just hang out and grill out. But at the end of the day, we're either watching football, talking about it. That's a big deal to us. And that we all have dreams of and aspirations of doing big things here and past this. So, I think it's kind of like to grill out, hang out, and just be around each other, I think is the main thing.
Scouts or GMs, they're going to have all the film that they need on you for whenever you decide to try and make it to the NFL. But what would you want them to know about who they'll be getting in Holton Ehlers off the field and in the locker room?
I think it's just a leader. I'm always going to do the right thing. I'm always going to look out for my team, and I'm always going to put my team first. I love football, and I think that's the main thing is I'm just a football guy. When I'm done with football, I want to coach after that. And I want to coach high school football, and I just want to be around the game. This game's done so much for me and my family. And I think that, in the end, you got to love the game because you're going to go through hardships no matter if it's coaching or playing or any of that. With injuries and all that. But at the end of the game, I'm going to do everything I can to give back to this game because this gave so much to me.
And Holton, for a last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
I would just say enjoy it. Enjoy this time that you're going through because, it goes by fast. You look back now and it seems like just yesterday I was in high school and it seems like, in the moment it goes by slow and you want to get through it, but at the end you really don't. When it's over with, it's over with and you look back and, just the other day, I was thinking, my buddies from high school, you never know when the last time it is that you all hang out together. And you never know when the last time it is you walk out of that locker room or walk out of that weight room or off that field. And when you do, it's going to be sad. But when you look back, those are a lot of happy memories that you'll enjoy for the rest of your life.
That was Holton Ehlers. We really appreciate your time and best of luck next season.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me.